Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we have to not only defend the right to life, but show someone who may firmly believe in abortion how very wrong their arguments are. Every year at our National Right to Life Convention, we present a workshop on the five basic arguments for abortion and how to respond to these arguments. All arguments for abortion break down into five different categories. Each day this week, we're taking a look at one of these five basic pro-abortion arguments and breaking down the pro-life response. If you've missed any episode, or if you want to download them to share with others, you can find the entire week online at prolifeperspective.com. One of the most pervasive arguments is the idea that thousands of women died from back-alley illegal abortions in the 1960s. Some of the best evidence that this was a myth has come not from pro-lifers, but from advocates of legal abortion. Dr. Mary Calderon, a former director of Planned Parenthood, wrote in the American Journal of Public Health, "Abortion is no longer a dangerous procedure. This applies not just to therapeutic abortions as performed in hospitals, but also to so-called illegal abortions as done by physicians. In 1957, there were only 260 deaths in the whole country attributed to abortions of any kind. Second, and even more important, it is estimated that 90% of all illegal abortions are presently being done by physicians. Whatever trouble arises usually arises from self-induced abortions, which comprise approximately 8%, or with the very small percentage that go to some kind of non-medical abortionist. So remember, abortion, whether therapeutic or illegal, is, in the main, no longer dangerous because it is being done well by physicians." This was written in 1960. Another stunning admission about the manufacturing of illegal abortion numbers comes from the late Dr. Bernard Nathanson, former director of the National Association for the Repeal of Abortion Laws, now known as NAREL Pro-Choice America. In his classic 1979 book, Aborting America, Dr. Nathanson wrote, "How many deaths were we talking about when abortion was illegal? In NAREL, we generally emphasized the frame of the individual case, not the mass statistics. But when we spoke of the latter, it was always 5,000 to 10,000 deaths a year. I confess that I knew the figures were totally false, and I suppose that others did too if they stopped to think of it. But in the morality of our revolution, it was a useful figure, widely accepted, so why go out of our way to correct it with honest statistics? The overriding concern was to get the laws eliminated, and anything within reason that had to be done was permissible." A powerful debating point is to explain to your audience that for 1972, the year before Roe, the Federal Centers for Disease Control reported 39 maternal deaths from illegal abortion. Those 39 mothers and their 39 children were very real tragedies that should have been prevented by providing support and care for the mother and her unborn child. The number 39, however, is a far cry from those exaggerated figures of thousands, even tens of thousands, used by abortion advocates in their cause. It is also important to remember that women today still die. They die from so-called safe and legal abortions. According to the CDC and the Guttmacher Institute, which was an affiliate of Planned Parenthood, over 200 women have died from legal abortions since 1973. Common sense would also suggest that it has never been in the abortion industry's self-interest to report all the deaths from legal abortion. Legalizing abortion simply gave the back-alley physician permission to put his shingle on the front door. Abortion remains very much the same today as it was in 1960, particularly regarding the first trimester abortion techniques. The risk now comes from the huge increase in the sheer number of abortions done on a daily basis.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.